This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Author Mason Radcoff grew up in Pittsburgh, which provides the setting for his first novel. He says he's always been fascinated by down-and-out characters in hard luck settings.
A book that's been on my mind recently is The Risk Pool by Richard Russo, which is a book I really like. It's a tale of fathers and sons, of parents, of learning how much of who we are comes from our parents, you know, whether it's good or bad by nature or nurture or what have you. It's a very sweet book. It's a funny book. It takes place in Mohawk, New York, a fictional town that Richard Russo has written about before based on his own real-life hometown. It's not a very vibrant place, and that's really what the focus and the sweetness of this book is. It's sort of those who are just maintaining, continuing to chug along despite the fact they have very few prospects. The narrator is Sam Hall. Sam is not a bad guy necessarily. He's not necessarily the best father either, and that's a lot of what the focus of this book is on.
Are you a dad yourself?
I am, and I hope very much that I'm nothing like Sam Hall.
Yeah. Were there particular moments that resonated with your experience with fatherhood and family?
Not directly, very much the opposite.
Or by contrast, yeah.
Yes, exactly, by contrast. Sam really represents, I'm sorry, Sam, but it represents pretty much everything that I don't want to be as mm-hmm. far as a father goes in that he's very unreliable. He kind of comes and goes. Poor Ned never knows what is coming next. He does love his son. He just is not good at showing it in a very conventional way,
right.
Or in a very useful way. Other fiction that's been on my mind has been The Good Wife by Stuart Onan, which is a book I read a few years ago, but it just keeps coming back to me. It's about a young couple where the husband commits a crime, and it goes awry, someone dies, he ends up that he's going away for quite some time. And in true Stuart Onan fashion, it's about the people that are left behind. And in this case, it's the young bride, Patty, who's facing an uncertain future that she will be spending alone. It's not a plot boiler. It's nothing that we're wondering who done it or it doesn't become a courtroom drama. It's the simple day-to-day reality of someone in her shoes.
Do you have any favorite writers that you keep coming back to?
Well, certainly the Russo and Stuart Onan as well. I was very pleased recently to see Alice Munro winning the Nobel, and I think all of us keep our eyes open for her work as well.
Does that signal a comeback for the short story form, do you think?
Boy, I sure was hoping so. I think it's a wonderful form, and I think it's always been a curious thing that more authors have trouble, even very successful novelists, in having short story collections published. Seems like a natural, especially with people's time and attention spans these days.
Well, it seems as though there's a misconception that because short stories are short, they must be easy to write, or you could just knock one out over the weekend. Not so much, right?
Not at all. It's very difficult. There's a density involved. There's a lot that you need to pack in, and yet you don't want to overwhelm the reader either. Another book is by Jeffrey Condren. It's called A Fingerprint Repeated. It's a great short story collection, and all of the stories stand alone, but there's a common element within, and that is that each story contains at least one character of Muslim faith, and all of these tales take place in our post 9/11 America. And while Condren doesn't beat that theme, you know, hard, it's present, and it can be subtle at times. It's written very solidly and confidently, and the story's just stuck with me.
Well, Mason, thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mason Radcoff's debut novel, The Heart of June, is out this week from Pittsburgh-based Braddock Avenue Books. Find more book picks on the website and look for the podcast on iTunes. Tell us what's on your reading list by email to speakingvolumes@wesa.fm, or you can always get in touch via Twitter @Booksburg. Thanks for listening.